Welcome to Fight Alone Diatribe. I am your host. I do not condone death or violence on anybody, nor do I want to inflict death or violence on anybody. I have a heart, a soul, and a conscience, unlike the people I lay my sweet-ass diatribes into. My only goal is to use my words to make these living turd buckets cry themselves to sleep until their guilt eats away at their insides and they become decent human beings that actually care about other people besides their hopefully formerly shitty selves. Do not harm, kill, or spread lies about anyone. But not only is it your right as an American, it is your civic duty to call people out on their bullshit and to call them poo-poo pee-pee heads and other hilarious insults in the process. Now that we got the disclaimer out of the way, let us begin.
Fight Alone, Diatribe.
I hate what this country has become. I am going to kick America's ass with my words until it stops sucking. Beware, bungholes at their pervert justice.
Scene 1. I don't utilize the post office, but I hate Trump more, so let's do this. As stated in the title of this scene, I don't really use the post office. I mean, sure, I do enjoy my monthly batch of Arby's coupons in the mail. It's truly the only thing these days that doesn't break my heart, which is ironic when my heart will most likely break from all the fast food, but I feel like Arby's could easily email their coupons instead and save trees and keep squids from getting molested for ink. Oh wait, they do have an emailing list you can subscribe to. I just forgot that I don't trust email subscriber lists anymore. They're nothing but a scam that was created by the government to steal my worthless identity and make me feel bad that no one wanted to buy my ebooks in order to force me to become a bitter janitor. I know I could have uprooted the government and saved the free world with the power of my words by now if I wasn't forced to sling garbage bags into a rusty dumpster that's filled with a surprising amount of used syringes, even though I don't work at a hospital. But yeah, I don't trust physical or e-type of mail. I'm not really one of those hipster millennials that jizz their plaid undergarments whenever they send handwritten letters and cards to people like back in the 90s because it feels more heartfelt and special to do so. Ugh. I'm one of those hipster millennials that would rather take over the Senate and fill a bus some nuts with my fists until I get my universal basic income already. You know that filibusting nuts threat is a joke, right? Because of the pun? You know, pun's a joke. Okay, good. I have to point that out due to the Capitol Hill attack that had happened during my sabbatical before I rebooted this show. But let's get back to the present evergreen topic by talking about more things that happened to me over a year ago. My vacation this year was canceled. What hasn't been canceled this year by coronavirus besides shitty celebrities? I'm not gonna risk smuggling the coronavirus across state lines just to get tackled in the dick nuts by Capitol Hill security guards, that's for sure. That's how the Schoolhouse Rocks bill for a higher national minimum wage was assassinated. This decade has been nothing but pure bullshit. I'd rather shit all over the Senate verbally online from the comfort of my home. Driving to DC is a pain in the fucking ass. And driving inside Washington DC is also a pain in the fucking ass. And I would certainly not waste the cost of a stamp to write a strongly worded letter to my congressperson that they'll just ignore while sucking shit from the ass of billionaires. That'd be a complete waste of time and effort, just like voting. That and my wrist will only get cramped from online porn these days. We're in the 2020s, fuck using pens. I also try to not purchase pointless crap online as much as possible. I don't want to give a single goddamn cent to Amazon, even though they do kind of help the post office by creating delivery jobs, technically. Two-day delivery is too stressful to force on postal workers, and it only worsens my patience. I stay the ass shit away from the I need more capitalist plastic crap to make me feel emotions mind frame prison that shackles so many in our country. I wish the super awesome stuff that I like to buy, like expansions for discontinued board games, physical CDs of bands that aren't in the least bit popular in the mainstream, or with people that have no musical skill, or VHS tapes of cartoons from my youth, or out-of-print graphic novels and stuff, was readily available to purchase at retail stores like Target, but most people, sadly, have horrible taste. You've seen network television and Congress. I've also set up automatic bill pay and paperless billing for ease of body and mind and penis. I used to work at a credit card hotline in a previous lifetime of tortured existence to make money to continue said torture, and I'm totes over the whole, I never got a bill in the mail so I don't owe you people anything argument. You're an adult. Pay your fucking bills, and pay your fucking share of taxes, Amazon. Fuck you, Bezos. So why do I feel this deep inner need to demand that you support the United States Postal Service? Because Trump hates the post office, and that's good enough for me. Trump is an asshole machine that's powered by the very assholes he manufactures. You can imagine the unholy amount of shit that assholatron shits out of his literal asshole on a daily basis. More than enough to drown a dozen dogs a day, that's for sure. His heinous quest to make the Big Mac extinct by himself will end up making himself extinct in the process. And I'll absolutely laugh when he inevitably dies from a heart attack until I fart blood and die myself. There's only one reason why Trump would ever want the post office to stay open, but he already has a mail order bride, so of course he doesn't care if mail workers go postal on each other. I know Trump wants to dismantle the post office so he can commit voter fraud in the future, under the false guise of wanting to stop voter fraud so he can regain his heinous power in 2024 to destroy this country once and for all, but I'm too smart to fall for that evil plan. It's not enough that both parties want to fraud us in the false hope, is it, Donald Trump von Kuntlakon? You just have to do everything in your power that should have been stripped away a thousand times over to have the votes of the left remain uncounted in every election, don't you? Oh, but don't worry, Von Kuntlakon. I'm not going to waste my time voting by mail. You know, that thing you don't believe other people but yourself and your rapetastic billionaire golf buddies should be allowed to do. I didn't realize only Hellspawn were allowed to vote by mail. What shitty episode of The Twilight Zone are we trapped in? Ugh, Jesus ass licking Christ in the cock. You have a higher chance of being hit by a meteor than having your identity stolen while voting. Oh, but what about people that vote extra times as dead people? That'd be even worse than human trafficking, wouldn't it? Unbelievable. You know what? If your mom was indirectly murdered from the coronavirus because the Republicans' attempts to defund the post office caused her medication to arrive late in the mail, her child should be able to vote as both themselves and her to remove all of you from office and place your shitty sorry asses in prison. I remember back in my day when the post office used to be a well-respected job people wanted to do for a living. It was a solid government gig with great pay, benefits, and the work wasn't strenuous, the hours were good, there was job security, and you didn't need a college degree that's completely unrelated to the work you're doing to get hired. But then capitalism reared its ugly, brainless head by trying to take away that beautiful socialist system by creating evil slave industry delivery giants like FedEx, UPS, and Amazon delivery drivers that demand more and more output and less toilets and insane work hours while stealing away your wages and breaks. How many bootlicks does it take to get to the center of taking away our workers' rights? Whatever happened to the glorious 6 to 8 week waiting period before getting something cool in the mail like x-ray goggles, sea monkeys, or spy cameras? Man, those were the days. We appreciated the little joys in life we get in between our birthday and Christmas. Those stupid little things gave us something amazing to look forward to and taught us the value of patience and hope. Today, people buy plastic trash bullshit all the time on Amazon, get it 2 days later, and just throw it into their hoarding piles, unable to find any happiness in that cool-ass product they just got, while their faces are glued to their phones, waiting for the tracking information update on their next shipment of bullshit they don't appreciate. All of you are spoiled brats and need to breathe, drop the energy drink, read a book, and stop fidgeting so goddamn much. The death of the post office will bring with it the murder of patience. Hey buddy, take a fucking shit and relax a little. Don't let those FedEx fuckers tell you you're not allowed to poop or take left turns. What fucking unbelievable monsters. Do you know anyone else that purposely does everything they can do to avoid taking left turns? I mean, besides your lunatic right-wing uncle that gets into car accidents more often than banks foreclose on homes and shatter families? What we need to do as a nation is bring back the Pony Express. But instead of postal workers delivering mail on horseback, they ride these bitchin' Ghost Rider from the 90s/Akira-style motorcycles across America and destroy everything in their path that dares stand in the way of the integrity of an institution started by goddamn Benjamin Franklin himself. We can't let Trump kill off the postal industry. We need to kill off Amazon, UPS, and FedEx instead. But we all know that won't happen, duh. But you know what I can do that's not technically a threatening action toward a former leader of the supposed free world and a former president of the United States? I can mail him a juicy-ass dog turd through a first-class package delivered by the United States Post Office. God, I just love to watch Donald Trump wince his gnarled, rancid as fuck old face as he opens the poop stuff package and says, "Hey yo, what the ganoush is this gross old kafifi? Fuckaloo, does it rank mad balls, bro? It's gots to be's one dose orange skincare regimens from Mother Russia. Better rub 'em's my handsome mug on it, or Putin will be putting me in a headlock. All this stuff just rubbing in my face. I'm gonna look so good for my way too out of my league wife, even though I'm a fucking billionaire." And then he just thrust his mouth right into that fungusy ass pile of dog shit, like the fucking moron he is. Man, that would be hilarious and just kick ass to see. You couldn't get that service at FedEx or UPS, and Amazon would deliver that shit too fast for it to hit that peak moldosity that burned Trump's nose clean off his ugly face. That'd show that dumb fucker. Man, much like the post office, this think piece is so out of date. I have no idea what Biden is doing with the postal system these days. Probably bullshit. Fuck mail. I don't even want to talk to people. Fuck Santa letters too. End scene. Scene 2. Trump doesn't support injured or dead troops. What a fair weather fan. So I tried to bunch up all my taking a verbal shit on Trump pieces into this episode of all my old material. Sorry about being behind the times, everyone. I know we want to move on to talking about our current hellhole instead of talking about the past hellhole we lived in, but don't worry, folks. Shit should be somewhat current once we hit episode 8. Thankfully, Biden also sucks balls, or else I'd be out of a job that pays me in nothing but distrust toward my country. Holy ass shit, Trump. You actually called soldiers that die in war losers? Like, what? That taint sauce rhetoric came out of your mouth? You thought that was a smart thing to say on Twitter? Your entire target market consists of war-fetishizing gun nuts that support the troops more than a steel-forged bra supports a septuple D-rack. I know nothing of any sort of intelligence rolls around your brain. What fucking went through your dementia-infected brain to think it was a good idea to potentially piss off your ready to murder in the name of false self-protection and defense for you and your bullshit ideals gun cult? Is this our moment, people? Can our shit-eating puss bag of an ex-president having the ignorant-stuffed nerve to call our soldiers losers? That many were told, by the way, at high school lunch periods in person, that college is a debt-filled nightmare and that trade work is too demanding, were given badass-looking brochures full of bikini babes and old Godsmack hits in exchange for being brainwashed into killing and dying for worthless wars by the horseshit ideology of a false-as-fuck pro-war America, fuck-yeah, conservo-ass political shit soup, actually be enough to sway a shit ton of right-wing fuckbags into a leftist socialist mindset? Will Trump lose any hope of running in the 2024 election and finally be tossed into a prison where he belongs? No, not at all. The water in the sluggish, heartless bodies of Trump supporters has been replaced by mayonnaise-flavored Kool-Aid. It is too late to save these people. You might as well throw their bodies into cat litter-making machines. If some people actually think, well, maybe injecting bleach into our lungs is something our dumbass hoity-toity scientists should look into, because I know more about goodly science than those dumb losers, is a valid COVID treatment to look into, than no ridiculous-ass heinous sentence in existence that could ever spew out of Trump's untoothbrushed mouth will open the minds of the stupid and have them realize all the errors of all of Trump's ways. And no, they can't just be like, well, that was 2020. I'm a smarter dummy grown adult man now. No, no. I knew not to drink bleach as soon as I was born, let alone inject into my fucking lungs with a needle. It's one of the basic functions of being a human being, like sleeping, pooping, and crying. Fuck you, morons. Stay away from positions of any power at all. Fuck, dude. You could ask Trump during the debate, what are your plans for the nation over the next 4 years? A question that's technically impossible to get wrong. I mean, Trump could say, eat hot dogs every day, and that'd be a valid response. And if he answered, I love to fuck little girls so much, yous guys. Yummy yum yummer yummersons. Little girls are so dang sexy, I thirst for their underdeveloped body parts. I have an immense craving to lick their child vaginas all day long and grab them by their underage pussies. I can rape them, and I don't even need to bother paying off the police, their parents, or the media because I'm rich and famous and therefore correct. Even God himself is rewriting the Bible as I speak to allow me to rape little girls. Yummy yummy in my big old tummy. Underage sex is like Skittles to me. And Fox News panelists would be foaming at the mouth to say, you know what? Let's not jump to any conclusions. He certainly must have a good point he's making here. We can't trust the libtards. I know that much for sure. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. But enough Trump jokes, especially when they're that extremely gross. Holy fuck. It's just amazing, though, that I have no fucking sponsors to stop me from saying whatever, though, right? I knew I actually had a non-tinfoil hat reason to disguise my voice on this show. But let's get back on the topic of soldiers, veterans, and war in general, because that's something I actually give a shit about, instead of being a pedophile. Oh, they should all be dead. That'll be a future episode. Guess what? As much as I like fighting with people that don't agree with my views because they're nitwits, and I'm always correct and forever ahead of the time, even in the far, far future, I don't like war. I despise it. It's complete bullshit and has no reason to exist. Guns and bombs are bullshit too. But fuck me on that one. We can't close Pandora's box of National Guard and police cunts bashing their way into our neighborhoods and slaughtering us for telling them that hate crimes and race murders are war crimes against humanity and us. All this senseless death just in the name of making billionaires worth a few more $1 billion each. We're closing in on a fucking trillion in Bezos' case. What a fucking joke. Stop buying shit from Amazon already. Still, I'm not going to insult a legless soldier right to their fucking face, even if they are full of vile and awful thoughts, and demand to not be within 100 yards of him because I believe I'll catch leglessness while thinking masks are a liberal conspiracy to destroy your thought process of, hey sweetie, you should smile since you're pretty. You'll catch a lot more flies with honey than vinegar, you fucking out of touch idiots. I don't want to catch flies, and spoiled milk is absolutely worth crying over. It fucking reeks and it ruins everything, and that smell never goes away. And vinegar stinks also, but at least it kills shit and doesn't poison me, like all the tasty looking cleaners under the sink that I'm never allowed to drink because of fucking Big Pharma telling me what to do. Trump literally cannot fathom the concept of pawn pieces in chess, and that sacrifices for the greater good should be honored, even if chess is boring and lacks Ameritrash-themed goodness and war is evil. Why don't they go out too and fight? They leave that up to the poor! Treating people just like pawns in chess. Wait till Judgment Day comes. Yeah! Does he understand the point of Memorial Day? Or does he think it's actually St. Quitter's Day and that we don't deserve a paid holiday? Yet fucking banks and government officials deserve a paid 3-day weekend on Columbus the Indigenous Rapist's birthday. Companies shouldn't have to pay taxes or offer a paid holiday for participation trophy winners. Fuck you, all the United States presidents ever. But let's get back to more Trump insults. What a stupid ass piece of shit that doesn't care about anyone but himself, his money, and his ego. He doesn't support anyone or anything but himself. He doesn't even care about his family of living, breathing dog turds of human beings. He probably thought he was tricking his mom and dad out of money whenever he received Christmas and birthday gifts, like Loki, but without the sex appeal and charm. He always looked into every which way to receive tax write-offs for buying D-Train Junior elementary school supplies as a college graduation gift. If a Secret Service agent took a bullet for him, Trump would fire that Secret Service agent for doing a bad job and make sure he doesn't receive unemployment. You fucking know it. I just hear him in my head. Well, a real agent wouldn't get hurt on the job. They'd make sure they killed a dozen innocent black people before hurting themselves for myself, because that's as deep as thinking that I'm capable of in this riddle with racism body o' mine that hungers for more underage girls will molest. I can hear supporters now fucking answering back. Hey man, don't be spreading fake news about our former and soon-to-be president again. He never said that. We don't want real Americans being confused with lies. You know what? If you just heard that sentence and you think it seems so likely for him to have said that there's like a coin flip chance of it being real, he probably shouldn't be the speaker for our nation's citizens. But back to soldiers again. We treat our veterans like absolute shit. But a quick note. Assume that I'm not talking about the soldiers that murder tan children for fun in the Middle East. I know the innocent soldiers are rare, but they do exist. At least Applebee's gives soldiers and veterans 15% off their bill or a free appetizer or drink or some shit, depending on how your local Applebee's participates. Holy fuck. Warn me, don't and shouldn't mix well together in the least bit, like Trump and underage girls that look like his daughter. But treating people right, the way people deserve to be treated as long as they're not evil, will go a long ass way toward ending war and achieving world peace. I'm pretty sure John Lennon, spelled L-E-N-I-N by the way, wrote that while he was back in USSR or some shit. Can't we just give the decent, unbrainwashed, woke veterans that were tricked as children into signing up to fight in a bullshit war a fucking decent job and fairly priced healthcare? Ass balls and fuck, can't we just give, I don't know, fucking everybody that while we're at it? I know the answer is no, so the rich and the politicians, who are also rich BT dubs, can keep the fucking people back in line at the soup, Kool-Aid, Disney World, and Apple store lines, but fuck those fucks. How are soldiers not ending up homeless if leading a group of fucks to fuck up tan people overseas doesn't qualify them to be a part-time assistant supervisor to dork-ass bitch teens at Home Depot during the nights and weekends? That trade-off isn't worth literally going to war for. Call me crazy, but instead of abandoning soldiers who are confined to a wheelchair due to having their appendages blown off from insanely powerful and unnecessary weaponry, maybe we should give them a monthly check that can afford them a life of dignity and happiness, and without a lot of worry in it. Or am I a terrorist for saying such a controversial thing like that? It's unfucking believable. How the best herd, pun absolutely intended, just like our capitalist caste system is completely intended by the almighty 1% to stay in power, can so many soldiers be left with nothing after fighting in senseless wars, even though we give the military like so much goddamn money? Holy hell, it's fucking ridiculous. Will pain ever end for these poor souls who were screwed into going into the army because a Three Doors Down song made it seem like it's the right thing to do for your country? How many lives are enough for you to feast upon, 90s nostalgia? Where our leaders get off their slump asses and actually help veterans that are left with nothing instead of throwing them to the curb with murder-filled hallucinations without as much as a bus pass to get them to the doctor to prescribe them a fucking joint that won't break their bank? How many piles of paperwork does a person have to fill to get their teeth looked at without becoming bankrupt in the process? It's truly despicable how America keeps saying we honor and support the troops when this country doesn't actually do shit to help them once their service is over. Not that getting yelled at to kill 10 people in exchange for a cot and beans is a worthwhile hill to die on. No wonder so many people don't want to stand during the national anthem. Our nation doesn't actually fucking stand for anything good or stand up for what's right. These soldiers are sold an image of killing a supervillain and that the United States is the only good guy in the world, and a lot of them never realize that our government and the rich are the real enemy, and you're only fighting to make them money in exchange for permanently scarring your family forever upon your death. Oh, and here's an outdated oldie but goodie. Bombing Japan during World War II was a bitch move, United States. Pearl Harbor did not excuse such a heinous act like that. Stop fetishizing war. It's pain incarnate, and it'll never end until we stop sucking off guns like your big, delicious, juicy cocks and stop believing everyone that isn't our direct family is the bad guy. The world is more than just black and white, but you fucks don't even want to see the black in that. Go out in the sun and get some color so you can care about your fellow human soldier. And soldiers, get some color so you can see the humanity in tan people and children and other races that some of you, most of you actually, blast away at with no fucking remorse, because we're all in a metaphorical war against our country and the rich. Yeah, it can't be a coincidence that we backed out of the war on terror and now they have to find something else for our soldiers to do. We can't let this become a literal war inside our country. And don't think I forgot about you drone striking children, Obama, you fuck. Fuck you too. End scene. Scene 3. I'm sorry, but you can't politely disagree about politics. We must become the divided states of two different Americas. Actually, fuck the I'm sorry part of the title. You can never politely or peacefully disagree about politics at any point in time. Equal rights are not something you can just vote for or against, like tomatoes on a sandwich or something. Equal rights are like the sky and dirt. It just needs to be. If your fellow man disagrees with such a simple, hate-free concept, it is your civic duty as an American to call them a piece of shit and fucking tell them to go fuck themselves. And also, it is your civic duty as an American to call them a poo-poo pee-pee head. Hey, that's from the intro. It's weird that this line wasn't edited out and spliced into the intro along with other lines from other various episodes. It's a shame I don't have that kind of sound effects budget or forethought. I'm just a lazy writer, I guess. Anyway, if you are a living pile of rotten vomit that believes equal rights shouldn't pertain to everyone, you are an evil cunt nugget, and I'm very afraid to be near you. I can just see the thirst for murder and the name of prejudice shining from your eyes, like a bear whose prey's blood squirted into its eyes and is now pissed as fuck. Learn to chew with your mouth closed, Yogi, you fucking idiot. All these Facebook posts I read by people that cry this cowardly, weak, stupid viewpoint of, well, we're all still good people in our hearts, regardless of our political beliefs, are total crocks of shit. You are afraid to change the future for the better because you can't stand up to your racist dads. You can't be civil if you want to stand for what's right against enemies of civil rights. You must verbally attack their stupid bitch asses all the time, no exceptions. If you give them a second of what they consider to be freedom of speech, they'll do everything to take away freedom from anyone that isn't a God-fearing, straight, able-bodied, white, male, European-descended, middle-aged motherfucker. I deleted all my right-wing nutjob Facebook friends recently, and I tell you what, it felt great. Way better than losing weight, or my virginity, or losing your mind. It's great to get rid of all those stupid nobody hates bad cops more than good cops, and God will help see us through this drivel from my Facebook wall. I can tell you right now, God is going to fucking fear me once I die. I can guarantee that to all you motherfuckers. Bring it on, you shit-eaters from another dimension. I'm not afraid of your sky terrorist, God. Does my face wedged against your heavenly gates scare you, Lord? I am a socialist anarchist American, and I endorse myself and approve of my message. How the fuck can you be so afraid of rocking the boat and shaking the status quo, yet you sit on your punk-ass bitch-asses and let coronavirus become the new normal? These Facebook wall posts of people proudly not giving a shit about the lives of their families over the orgasms of billionaires sicken me to my awesome logic-filled core. I sure didn't let Rod become my new stepdad, especially after he kept raising his voice to my mother like that. I fucking punched that cunt right in the fucking face so hard he cried himself back to his parents' basement. He can't even go to Wendy's without my permission anymore, which he'll never fucking get. I called Wendy's personally to make sure that. Now every time Rod sees a baconator, he pisses his pants in fear and I crack a smile, along with his skull if he dares cross me again. Fuck me and fuck all us good people in the world. The only thing that makes us modern folks better than people that lived in the dark ages is the internet. And all the work-at-home dicks are using up all the bandwidth and making my Umbrella Academy episodes all slow and pixelated. Thanks, companies and jobs, for finding yet another way to ruin my at-home life without paying me in return. I already had my decades-long friendships be shriveled away to only seeing them for maybe 8 hours a year in person per person, if that. I really fucking appreciate it. And no, I will not come in on Saturday, you worthless sacks of cumless nutsacks. Of course nobody wants to work anymore. Why does that surprise you? Fuck going to work. Of course no one wants to go to work, you fucking idiot. I thought Americans are supposed to stand up in the face of tyranny and take a shit up its asshole so hard that tyranny is no longer able to shit, so their shit slowly bottles up inside until the tyrants vomit shit violently from their mouths. Now the tyrannists, which are half terrorists and half tyrants for all you idiots without imagination, that are the moronic half of our country's population, would still refuse to wear a mask, even if shit gas was constantly floating in the air. Those dumb shits would certainly wear their ignorance like a badge of honor, if wearing things that covered themselves in any way didn't trigger their non-existent freedom separation anxiety, while gladly swallowing full breaths of poopitude. Who needs to buy a red hat to show your anti-life when you can just be a dick in public and not give a shit about the health of anybody but yourself, which you don't even give a shit about either? It's about damn time that we're showing our contempt for the dumb half of our nation so venomously. Maybe the left isn't anywhere close enough to the far left for my taste, but if you don't tell your conservative friends that they're nitwits and dipshits for believing in hateful bullshit, you're stating that the murders and systemic abuse of minorities is just fine and dandy with you. You are not peace-loving hippies. Fuck you, Kyle Rittenhouse. You are cowards for not standing up against brainwashed psychopaths. And you damn well know better. Stop diddle-dallying in the middle ground. Get your hands away from covering your senses and scare the living fuck out of your old-minded family, friends, co-workers, and random people you meet in the streets with your words. It just feels so great and freeing. Fuck the centerism of the Tootsie Roll Pop. Throw that garbage candy away and get something with chocolate nougat and caramel that's actually fucking good. I don't tend to make controversial statements on this show, so I need all of you to prepare for this idea of mine. We need to let the South secede and become their own shitty nation. We just have to. Letting them secede isn't letting them succeed. It's letting us good and decent people succeed and be free from their awful bullshit views. Trying to save the South at this point is a way worse lost cause than me trying to rewatch episodes of That 70s Show and ignoring the fact that the actor that plays Hyde is a frightening rapist. We'll all be better off in the long run if we just stop watching that shit. Sure, Tofi Gracie and Willie Valley ain't got much cool stuff going on for them now, but their lives are still way better than mine, even if they did end up losing all that sweet, sweet royalty money. So how do we accomplish this new America world? Well, we don't actually fully separate ourselves from the South to start. We can visit them freely and whatnot whenever we want, like with Puerto Rico and shit, you know, and vice versa. But the main difference is, well, you know which people are gonna live in which halves, of course. Technically, it's probably more of a big city suburb folk versus middle bumfuck nowhere farming folk division, but I'm not good with geography and gerrymandering. Just stick with the classic Mason-Dixon line, nice and simple. You can't confuse the dumb half too much, or else they'll get mad and hit us like they're idiot brain toddlers that cry when they're confused. And we'll give everybody a set amount of money to cover their moving costs and hold them over until they find a new job among people with the same political viewpoints as themselves in their new half of the country. Or you just get to hold on to the money if you don't move and spend it however else you want to. But you don't get to fucking change your fucking mind later on. You live on the side you choose to forever, because people don't change after their college years. I sure as fuck will never forgive college for fucking me over. Children will have to move with their parents, of course, but when they turn 18, they get paid knowledge-seeking time until 25 to freely work, travel, learn, and live between both halves of the nation, so they can get a feeling of who they are as human beings before they make such a decision. It's like Rumspringa, but with computers and vaccines, though I expect the lower half to officially outlaw both those things once this takes effect. Anyway, once you become 25, you pick a side and you stick with it. You better think long and hard if that blonde with the nice Daisy Dukes is worth it, bro. And both halves can do whatever the fuck they want and have whatever laws they want. The North will have Disneyland and the South will have Disney World. Everything else will be equally divided besides the fucking CDC in Atlanta. The South are not going to fuck that shit up right now with their grubby, unwashed hands. They can build their own disease center that they'll ignore anyway. That's their right in their shitty-ass half of the United States. The divided states will be way totally better, I promise you. There is not one single thing wrong with this plan of mine. I am perfect, always and forever, and so are my ideas. Face it, we can't live in peace as a country anymore. As a matter of fact, we never have. There's always been a very obvious, hateful divide. There's no magic bandage that'll fix it. It's just super duper obvious and out in the open now. Like when That 70s Show changed the actress that played Eric's sister. I can admit how much we suck as a country, especially right now. It would be a very North Korean-like problem if I couldn't admit that to you. And if you disagree with my actual truth, you conservo fucks can complain about how much I suck at your half of the country all you want. This setup can be some real compromise for our hurting nation. You're welcome, America. I solved this nation's identity crisis. Doesn't it feel so much better to be out in the closet and surround yourself only with people that are exactly like yourself all the time now? Because it really does for me. Fuck what makes us different. All our differences are beautiful, besides the differences of the shitty half of this country. Their differences are bullshit. If you hate people because they look and think different from you, go to the shitty South half already. If you hate people because they look like maskless cunts and think stupidly, we welcome you to the awesome North half with open, washed, sanitized, and gloved hands. Seriously though, once we hit the point that it's useless to talk politics in public to try swaying people to think hateless, we hit the point where we must give up and separate so we don't catch what they have, but in a not hateful to others way, of course. End scene. Scene 4. You all need to stop driving like total morons. Following the rules of the road doesn't mean losing your freedom. Everyone that engages in the act of moving in public in a motorized vehicle that isn't me is a human being that lacks any and all sense of averageness and intelligence. Seriously, you're all fucking idiotic pricks that don't give a rat's ass about anyone on the road besides yourselves, which perfectly describes how so many Americans are being selfish to the point of pure villainy right now. I hate all of you. Learn to drive not dumbly already. Too many people are dying from rednecks with ego problems as it is. All you butt-plug stuffed assholes can stop adding fuel to the hate fire anytime now while there's still a burning pile of rubble worth dying for by learning how to drive not dumbly. Unfortunately, the fuck system just fucking needs us to keep burning fuel in order to praise the billionaire gas gods. And how do they get away with that? By passing any and every driver's license test-taking jackass that isn't able to tell the difference between a banana and a doorknob, but can muster up enough sobriety to sometimes just barely be able to perform basic addition while defunding all public transportation. That'll keep the cash machine going in their blind to the environmental destruction eyes. I guess just forget about closing the ozone hole. We need to ram our cummer hummers straight into Orgasm City, one dead polar bear at a time. Even though we have the technology to not have to needlessly risk so many lives, Halliburton is currently doing everything in their devil power to make sure people can no longer work from home and have to instead drive into their hellhole factory offices day in and day out until we all die from either coronavirus or from blowing our brains out or from smog. Just remember that you're weak-minded if you kill yourself from job stress, but it's a tragedy if you kill yourself because you specifically couldn't work, according to our worthless leaders. Never mind the fact that you're homeless and can't afford to pay the outrageous prices on everything these days. However we end up dying, eventually we'll end up being dead long enough for our corpses to turn to fossil fuel to keep the circle of gas life turning eternally for the fucking rich. I don't know about you, but fuck the circle of life. Life is terrible. Life needs to stop going in circles and get its fucking shit in order. Even if the circle has to become a direct line for a while to make changing the world for the better something that's plausible and possible for once. Fuck big corporations. Let's talk about the little people again. It's insanely insane how selfish, egotistical, callous, dangerous, and uncaring almost all drivers are on the road. You should all be ashamed of who you are as people. Stop fucking honking at me because I choose to drive 7 miles below the speed limit besides when I want to pass someone that's driving dangerously slow. God damn it. It's not that fucking difficult to just fucking drive a little bit slower than the speed limit. It's fucking dangerous when there's car accidents and people are just driving fast right by it. 30 seconds later, when the fucking car accident happened because the guy rammed the other guy in the fucking back, you're just gonna end up doing that again. That's the only time you should be at the speed limit. That's how speed limits work, you cunny ass dickbags. Stop making the most out of every goddamn moment in life. There's nowhere else to put cheese on a pizza besides the top and in the crust. You have achieved perfection, knock it off. We don't need a case of pizza. Ooh, or do we? That does sound fucking tasty. What was I talking about? Oh yeah. Stop being in such a fucking hurry! Your job is pointless ass bullshit and not remotely worth going to or working remotely, let alone being on time or a few minutes early to it. Don't even wake up earlier so you can drive without feeling stress and moving at a reckless, wreck-filled speed. Take your sweet ass time getting to work and get a sausage McMuffin from McDonald's, potato Olay's from Taco John's, a cherry Coke from Burger King or Wendy's, and those little Cinnaballs at Taco Bell with that delicious ass jizz in the middle of them. Take 4 separate trips to get the ultimate perfect fucking breakfast before you waste your time at your job. And after you eat all that good ass shit, call your shit ass bitch eating boss and tell them, hey jack asshole, I'm sick of having to come in so early and leaving so late all the goddamn time. I'm showing up late and I'm leaving early today. And while I'm at it, I'm taking the rest of the week off and the month off, and it's gonna be paid. I don't give a shit if today is Monday the 1st. You'll be the first to feel my road rage and walk wrath directly in your mouth and wiener hole if I have to come in on time today. I swear to fucking God, Janice, you're such a piece of shit and I've had it up to here with you. You know what would improve the environment and humanity greatly? If we only worked 5 hours a day and had to take the bus to work and back instead of being crammed on the freeways during rush hour, like sperm wanting to enter the egg. Those poor stupid bastards don't even know how bad life is gonna be. But I'm not gonna fucking tell them. No one warned me how bad college actually is. Let them suffer. If I had to, they get to. And we should get paid to commute to work and back. Fucking just take the bus. It saves so much on gas, and you get to fucking listen to great podcasts like this, or you can read a book on it, or you can fucking just look at people and tell them to fuck off and leave you alone. God, I'm such a terrible person. No way, I'm a great person. Everyone else sucks, including those shitty people on the bus. If people would sit on the bus and read good-ass science fiction novels and listen to thought-provoking progressive rock albums or watching breathtaking nerd movies on their phone instead of tweeting while at the stoplight that's fucking green, why are you not moving, you idiot ass? Maybe people wouldn't be such vadges on the road that cut me off like it's buy one roast beef and cheddar sandwich, get one free day at Arby's. Seriously, stop riding my ass all the time. Fucking, you're going too fucking fast. If the road was a job, I'd call HR on you for sexually harassing my car butt all the time. Drivers that ride people's asses on the road are either rapists or would be rapists if they weren't so afraid of catching cooties. Are you that desperate for a little bit of power and control in your life, yet you somehow think burning down buildings won't invoke change or unity in society against the terrorist police? Have you ever heard of 9/11? Speaking of which, I have a great 9/11 joke. Here we go. Alright, let me just get a drink. fuck yeah. Alright, what's the difference between riding a bike and 9/11? You never forget how to ride a bike. Hey you terrible person, stop laughing at that. Why are you making fun of 9/11? What the fuck is wrong with you? 3,000 people died that day. You're acting like you don't give a damn that a 9/11 and a half worth of people died for around a month straight during winter of 2020, and you'd rather fight for your freedom by refusing vaccines and masks. Guess what, you fucking cunt asshole? If you won't let people tell you to wear a mask, then stay the fuck away from abortion clinics. No parent ever plans to have such an ignorant child like you. Shitty dirtbag drivers are such total reusable bags of monster guts. Do you feel like a big man for tapping the bumper of the car ahead of you and potentially causing carloads of murders because the guy ahead of you won't drive 25 miles over the speed limit even when there's a cop two lanes over just fuming to reach his death quota for the month? Does tapping car asses make you feel important enough that someone will finally write a wiki page about you? You are a boring, stupid, pathetic, loser, baby, adult person. You have nothing going on in your life that's so important that you need to drive that fast. Your children are ashamed and afraid of you, and they don't want you going to their baseball graduation ballet recitals. You've been replaced by a machine at the toothpaste store you work at. Go get fucked by the side of an abandoned dumpster full of needles. But no, you're fucking too good for that too. Quick real life story, y'all. There's this scum rag that works for the company next door to my old shitty job. Every motherfucking day that I had worked there, this trash bastard from the crappy side of Mars would park straight down the same stupid fucking divider line right in front of that building, taking up two parking spots every goddamn day. The same goddamn spot in the same goddamn way. This is a man that should have his dick cut off by a cult for practice before they perform an actual dick slicing for a demon resurrecting ceremony. I despise this person I've never actually seen before, and I have no clue what they look like or if they're even a man with every inch and fiber of my very being. That person's nothing but a living sandwich of jerk sauce that's squished between two slices of bitch bread. I've never wanted to fight someone in a steel cage harder in my whole entire awful life. Does parking like that make you feel important? You suck as a human being, and I hope you drown and are burned to death at the same time. And what about those stupid asshole courier trucks, 18-wheelers, cargo vans, utility, company pickup trucks, food delivery, beater cars, cherry pickers, construction trucks, and so on, that park their dumbass vehicles in the middle of the lane like parking is just allowed anywhere on the road at any time because you're working at a job? Just because you're on the clock doesn't mean you get to break the law in order to make money, like pigs or Congress or Amazon. At least drug dealers had the decency to be way the fuck away from people in the middle of an empty abandoned Kmart parking lot to do their work. No wonder the government has a war against drugs. The government wants to kill everything that's logical, reasonable, minds their business, and wants to hurt nobody for cocaine, hooker, beer, and pizza money. They want to hoard all the cocaine, hookers, beer, and pizza for themselves. Thanks, Congress bomb. Move your fucking vehicle at reasonable speeds, you do nothing, unaware of your surroundings, selfish fucking pricks from the dark side of hell. Keep your face out of your fucking phones while you're driving. Take the bus if you want to diddle on your phone while you're moving in a motorized vehicle. Fuck your stupid hazard lights. You are not in a hazardous situation, unlike me when I clock into work in person like the piece of cowardly shit I am that's too afraid to speak his smart mind to his fuck-faced boss in person, or rather on webcam, since of course all the higher-up douche cunts get to stay home and smoke crack during the pandemic. I cut off both my hands for them to die in car accidents on their way to work if that's how monkey paws worked. The irony would be tastier than a grand slam at Denny's, goddammit. End episode. Before I sign off, if you enjoyed the show and what I have to say, it'd be tremendously wonderful if you'd consider making a monetary gift at www.gofundme.com/fightalonediatribe. It's not needed to maintain or listen to the show, but it's greatly appreciated. Another awesome, easy, and completely free way you can show support for the show, if you wish, is to tell your friends and family about Fight Alone Diatribe. It always helps to spread the good word and to grow the tribe. Finally, we might be fighting alone, but we can still die as a connected tribe that managed to fix the United States. I don't believe in prayer or voting, but I believe we can prosper by working together instead of being blinded by stupid-ass hate and ignorance. Until next time, thanks for listening, and take care of yourself first before you take care of everything else. Goodbye, and go save the fucking world while we still can.